We follow the money that state and local governments have received in pandemic recovery aid, compare it to other states with help from the Wisconsin Policy Forum on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, we head over to our spring member drive that is moving forward here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And I'm here with Lee Rayburn. Hi, Lee.
Happy Wednesday, Kate.
Happy Wednesday to you. And you, we're here to say that you count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations. We count on you to help keep these discussions on the air.
Listener support. It's the largest piece of the funding that makes this show and all the others that you enjoy possible. And that's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And there's that saying that we inch it. We make goals every hour so that we can stay on track. And thank you so much for everyone who has given. Our goal this hour is to get 20 gifts.
Help pay for the programs that you rely on every morning when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that is why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of the funding pie for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
The morning show, your contribution makes the morning show possible, and so many others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a big thank you to everyone who has contributed so far today. WPR is listener supported, listener powered, and it means your gift keeps Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station that you depend on. So you decide the amount, for instance, $10 or $20 a month, and support your listening at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, donate any amount and you could win a $1,000 gift card to Wheel and Sprocket. Buy a new bike, add a trailer for your kids or cargo, or get your hands on some of the latest cycling gear. Sustainers, you are automatically entered. No contribution is necessary. Find all of the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your gift of any amount right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on each day. And it is why your support during the spring member drive is so important. Maybe you set your gift at $10 a month. Maybe you have it at another amount. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know you value your time, and we value your time too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio will just take a couple of minutes. Tell us your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Super quick, easy to do, and your gift right now, it really makes a difference. It helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on each day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
50 minutes left this hour, and we've got one gift already in. We're looking for 19 more people to join us. You make WPR possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How about that added bonus for supporting the programs you love? You could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket. It's great. No contribution necessary. All the details are at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers out there, we absolutely love you. And, you know, making those ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
What? You're not a sustainer? Well, become one right now. It's easy to set up with the monthly donations from your bank account or credit cards at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll provide ongoing support for the programs that you love and get automatically entered in the drawings we have during our member drives.
Well, Larry in Mount Horeb says, like a good cup of coffee in the morning, there's nothing like WPR. I'll substitute that, Larry, with tea. Gloria in Oshkosh says, I listen to WPR on my way to and from work every day, and it always helps me learn what I need to know. Larry and Gloria, thank you so much for your support. It's powerful. It makes a difference. At WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now to a closer look at where ARPA funds have ended up. The federal COVID economic recovery relief of the American Rescue Plan Act that President Biden signed into law 13 months ago. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum followed where that money has flowed on this unprecedented aid in Wisconsin, giving us some context. Your thoughts and questions on ARPA dollars, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here this morning, 800-642-1234. Jason Stein is research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate getting the chance to be here.
Well, let's start, before we dig into the data, what you found, let's just assess the sunshine, if you will, before we go into findings. How would you depict the level of transparency in the work of totaling up, you know, the state receiving $4.86 billion and then tracing where that money has gone so far? How hard was that to do? How granular can you get?
Well, we have perfect information about what the state is doing with the money, at least at a very global level. So I think there's good transparency. I think one of the challenges is, because this is a moving target, is just keeping up with everything that is happening. Some of it has happened relatively quickly, others not so much. And then in trying to compare with other states, that is a little bit more of a challenge. Eventually, in the long run, that data is going to be available from the federal government, but it's a little more challenging in the short run. But with the help of some other organizations nationally, I think we've got a pretty good picture here to share.
Well, as you look, how does Wisconsin compare to other states and what it has done with its relief dollars?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, big picture, we have not gotten as much federal aid during the pandemic, at least in terms of the aid that comes with the least strings attached. We've gotten less than most other states, but part of that is because the pandemic didn't hit our economy as hard, so that's not all bad. We still have a very large amount of money we haven't spent. There's a good portion of it we haven't spent. And we as a state have put more emphasis on aid to private businesses and nonprofits, employers in the private sector, than to state programs. And so that's a difference with us and other states. And we can talk about each of those points. I mean,
yes. And, you know, the state, and we're going to talk about the giving money for businesses and nonprofits and grants and so forth. But why is Wisconsin in particular receiving much less than other states? I mean, what are the metrics there? What are the numbers they calculated?
Sure. Well, what we did is we looked at under the American Rescue Plan Act, which was approved in March of 2021. There was something called the fiscal recovery funds that were going to state and local governments. They had a lot of discretion about how they could spend that money. Our state and local governments got money that equaled about 8.7% of their annual spending. Other states nationally got as much as 17%. The average was 9.7%. So we ranked 43rd among the 50 states as in terms of ARPA funds as a share of our spending. So we were, you know, we were significantly behind most other states.
So explain a little bit how these funds are dispensed, like when we receive these dollars from the federal government, and then how long Wisconsin holds them before making, you know, dispensing them to a government or a business. What is that flow like?
Well, we got half of the funds in May 2021. We will get the other half next month. And the state has till 2024 to sort of commit the funds and until 2026 to spend them. In terms of why we did not get as much as other states, it's really two main things. One is part of the money was a $500 million flat payment to each state nationally. And so that tends to favor really small states. We don't think of Wisconsin as small, but when you compare us to, say, you know, a state like South Dakota in terms of population, we're quite a bit bigger. And then the other factor was that a big decision or factor in allocating the funds was unemployment and mm-hmm. the number of unemployed workers. And Wisconsin had a lower unemployment rate both before and during the pandemic than other states nationally. So it's not all bad that we're receiving less money. To get more money but to have higher unemployment might be a bad trade-off.
Let's bring on a caller, Jerry, joining us from Viola. Jerry, hi. What's your question?
Jerry, this is Jerry from Viola.
Yes, hi, Jerry. Go ahead. We hear you.
My question is, I love your guest and how he's keeping track of all this. I was wondering how much federal dollars the state of Wisconsin has passed up in the last decade or so. I'm just thinking about that Amtrak line that was going to go through, and we passed up all those federal dollars, and it seems like there's been some other instances of where we've passed up our own federal dollars for projects.
So looking more historically, when Wisconsin has passed up federal funds, and I don't know, Jason, if you have that at your fingertips, but you can look, give us some context here on history.
Sure. I mean, what your guest is referring to there was the roughly $800 million award that the federal government provided that could have been used to establish a passenger rail line between Madison and Milwaukee, would have essentially extended the Hiawatha service that runs from Chicago to Milwaukee on to Madison. The Doyle administration was going to move forward with that project, and the Walker administration opted not to when they came into office. That's probably the most prominent example that I can think of over the past 10 years. There's certainly been others. Talking more broadly, this trend, you know, in terms of the pandemic aid, it fits into a very long-standing trend in Wisconsin where we typically do not perform as well as other states nationally. We're typically in the bottom 10 in terms of federal aid to state and local governments on a per capita basis. And, you know, we can talk about why that is. One, we have fewer military bases in Wisconsin, so that tends to hurt us in terms of getting federal money. And then I think there has been a long tradition in Wisconsin among Congress members to not try to seek pork or not try to seek earmarks or funding directly from the state. I mean, you can think about leaders like Senator Bill Proxmire, who, you know, had his Golden Fleece Awards where he would sort of lampoon government spending and the like. And I think, you know, at least among some members of the delegation, there's always been a feeling that that was not really their role. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, in some other, I think elected officials in other states have seen that as very much their role and have gone after that more aggressively.
Jason Stein with us, research director at the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Looking at the scale of federal funds received by our state, in particular ARPA funds, 800-642-1234 to join in. We'll pick this up ahead on the Ideas Network. We're exploring how Wisconsin has used federal economic pandemic aid to date, digging into ARPA funds with your insights, questions on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's go over to our spring member drive at WPR. I am here with Lee Rayburn, and our goal in this drive is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs like The Morning Show.
And it's not the amount of the gift that's important. It's your support that matters, because it's your support that provides the largest piece of funding here at WPR. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, we have about 40 minutes left this hour. We need about 16 more people to join in as we just go one moment here at a time. Your gift right now is so important, because when you give, You support the programs you rely on every day.
And if you've already given, well, then thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't, well, then the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've been hearing the conversations this morning and found yourself thinking about something in a new way that you never felt or heard before. And that is the beauty of the Ideas Network. You hear multiple points of view, you hear new voices, and you value what you hear on the Ideas Network. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And whether you've given before or you're making your first ever donation, sign up for our ongoing monthly gifts.
Choose the amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It only takes a few minutes, and once it's all set up, your support for the programs you value is always current.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life has enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the host and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my colleague Lee Rayburn, and it's your support during this spring member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift right now of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
And you support the things that make your life more meaningful, and Wisconsin Public Radio, well, it's just one of those things. Here you get information about events in our region and around the world, and you also get music, humor, storytelling, and more.
And you really appreciate the news and the information as it comes at us fast, and your support now makes it all possible. So it makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you.
And when 16 more people support WPR programs in the next 35 minutes, we'll have met our goal. WPR is listener powered. Help us get there. And that's why your gift is important right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ask for a thank you gift when you give $10 or $20 a month. From apparel to drinkware, you'll show off your WPR pride wherever you go. I've got my WPR t-shirt on right
now.
I know. Learn more about what's available when you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I would like to invite you to become a sustainer of WPR. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card, and you can do so right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll provide reliable support for the programs you cherish.
Jane in Greenville says, I always learn something by listening to WPR. Thank you. No, thank you, Jane. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and we appreciate your support. Now, the Wisconsin Policy Forum dug into the federal pandemic aid that's boosted state and local governments, totaling up to nearly $5 billion through the American Rescue Plan Act. That's ARPA funds that have come to Wisconsin. The upshot is our state hasn't received as much as others, and we're using that aid differently, too. We're going to talk about that. Share your thoughts on federal recovery dollars, where you've seen them go, 800-642-1234. The Wisconsin Policy Forum's lead researcher, Jason Stein, stays with us. Jason, Governor Evers has, you know, you've seen these check awarding ceremonies, the big checks in hand, the press conferences. How is the Evers administration, providing organizations, local governments, and deciding where these ARPA funds go?
Sure. Well, the biggest share of the money, as you would expect, has gone toward pandemic relief. If you look at both the CARES Act and ARPA Act funds that the governor has control to distribute, almost $2 million has been allocated towards pandemic response and public health. And then we've seen roughly $1 billion going into businesses and the economy and just economic relief in terms of the pandemic's impacts. I think about $1.3 billion has been set aside. And then there's significant but smaller amounts going into local governments and public safety, into education, and then other areas like broadband access and expansion.
You found that we haven't used this aid to shore up our state budget in any way. What does that say about the fiscal health of our state?
Yeah, that's a great point. So our state has really seen unprecedented surpluses in recent years, and that really accelerated during the pandemic. And so, you know, the state is in its best financial shape in decades, at least in terms of its cash position. So when you look at other states nationally, their use of ARPA funds, between like a fifth to a quarter of those funds in other states have been put toward filling budget holes. Because Wisconsin hasn't had to do that, it's had other options. And what the state has done so far is put more than half the money toward, you know, private businesses and nonprofits. And that's a real contrast with most other states, at least so far.
So it also means that we won't be really facing a fiscal cliff where there could be major cuts, because when the one-time money runs dry, how do you fill that hole? It doesn't sound like we're in that position.
That's exactly right, Kate, at least not at the state level. At the local level, you are seeing some local governments use the funds in that way, and that may be challenging for them. But certainly for state government, that's not going to be an issue that we're going to be grappling with, and certainly could be to some degree in other states.
You know, Republicans in the legislature have been really affected by the fact that the Evers administration has had control of this money. Has the governor used any advice or ideas from across the aisle on how to spend ARPA funds?
That's a good question. I mean, certainly, you know, the legislature has sought to have a bigger role in that process, and the governor has not gone along with that. You know, I think there's clearly a difference of opinions on this between the two parties, as with so many other things. You know, the one thing that I guess I would point to again is where Wisconsin differs from other states is, you know, in putting, at least at the state level, less of this money directly into government programs and more into you know, private programs.
The private sector.
Exactly.
And
so I think, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to look more closely at what's going on in the private sector with Jason Stein, research director at the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We'll pick this up ahead with Jason right here on the Ideas Network. We are tracing the money on federal pandemic aid to Wisconsin with the latest report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's talk about our spring member drive that is getting traction on this Wednesday. I'm with Lee Rayburn, and we're here to say that you rely on the Ideas Network for informative, for interesting discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like The Morning Show going strong.
A difference. And if you're looking to make a difference in your day, then make a gift of any amount right now. It's because listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ooh, refreshing that leaderboard here. We've got 11 more people needing to join in during the next 25 minutes. Then we'll meet our goal. 11 more. We can do this, friends.
Oh, yeah.
And neighbors. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what a pleasure to hear Jason Stein from the Wisconsin Policy Forum connecting the dots from Senator Proxmire to the high-speed rail federal funds that we lost about a decade ago, all the way to the ARPA funds that Wisconsin received and why it seems to be less than other states around the country. These are just some of the kinds of conversations you can count on right here on The Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Call them expert conversations. WPR
yes.
is listener-supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-252. It makes the many topics you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
So think about what you're spending money on every day. Some coffee, some takeout, some of it adds up. And it's easy to spend on things that are part of your daily routine.
Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine as well. It's your news source, it's your conversation starter, your place to learn and grow. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
That's right, rock steady sustainer. Go to WPR.org to become one or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at a different amount, we appreciate and we truly count on your gift.
Just crunching the numbers here, Kate. And, you know, a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 30 cents a day. Now that's a great value.
Yes, it is. So make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll get so much in return.
About 20 minutes left in this hour. And when 11 people support WPR programs, we'll have met our goal. And these goals are important. So WPR, listener powered, and that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And don't forget about the, you'll be entered into that drawing from the Wheel and Sprocket gift card. Enjoy $1,000 to spend on bikes, cycling gear, and sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts. You're automatically entered. So if you're not a sustainer yet, sign up now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you are a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, well, then thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever you choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to Marla in La Crosse, who wakes up to the morning show, loves Chapter a Day, and it's all part of the day. Marla, thank you. Your gift is powerful. WPR.org, and thanks for your support. Now we're taking a closer look at that massive amount of federal aid that has flowed into Wisconsin through the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds signed into law about a year ago. The Wisconsin Policy Forum calls the aid staggering, traced where the funds have gone to date. You can join in on ARPA and how you've seen one-time money used by your local government, 800-642-1234. That's right, conversation on federal pandemic recovery aid is at 800-642-1234. Jason Stein with us, research director at the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum, stays with us. Jason, you know, we see the state using a lot of this money for businesses and for nonprofits, for workforce development work. How does our state know that this money is being well spent to sink into the private sector like this?
It's a great question. It really kind of varies by, the individual types of businesses. I mean, certainly, and the efforts that the state has, certainly some of the funding went to businesses like restaurants, farms, hotels, and other lodging businesses at a time during the pandemic when they were absolutely reeling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously for hotels, their business just crashed during the lockdown period and immediately after that. So, you know, I think in terms of providing that money, the state knows with certainty that those businesses were experiencing extreme distress.
Some obvious prop up going on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I think, you know, one question, you know, going forward about some of the grants as they're still going out is how's it being used? You know, to the extent that businesses were able to use this money, either A, to just simply get through a once in a generation challenge that has now passed, then, you know, it may be effective because businesses weathered the difficult time and move forward. You know, for businesses that still have difficulty and that are using the money just simply, you know, in the way that some other states have used it to fix their budget, you know, that could be a problem down the line. But I think you could also have some businesses that they make investments in technology or other capital equipment or training for their workers that help them be more effective and profitable business down the road. So, I mean, I think we still need to get through this to have a better sense of what are the implications of Wisconsin making this big bet on its employers. But I think there will be some because we're really talking about very significant amounts of money here.
Yes. Can you put some dollar figures on this? I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that right?
Correct. So in the funds that went into economic relief and development in Wisconsin, it was like $1.3 billion. So to give you, you know, a lot of that is in grants to small businesses through a variety of types of small businesses. Some are called the Wisconsin Tomorrow Grants. There were $300 million allocated there. There was $220 million to a separate series of grants called We're All In Grants. And then as we talked about, there was $40 million to restaurants, $100 million to farms and agriculture, and more than $90 million to hotels and other lodging businesses. So that's a kind of very broad 35,000-foot view of how some of the money was spent.
You know, with grants, these businesses still have to apply for the grant. And I'm wondering if, you know, just jumping through that hoop of making that application and, you know, doing what the state wants you to do in order to get access to these funds, I'm wondering, has that been a barrier at all versus just allocating these funds, you know, across the board without asking for them specifically through a grant application?
Well, I mean, there's certainly always going to be a tension with these programs. I mean, one thing we saw with the federal Paycheck Protection Program loans, mm-hmm. which that's not what we're talking about here, that those loans didn't flow through the state of Wisconsin. They were given directly by the federal government to employers. But there was challenges of some less sophisticated small business owners being unable to access those funds. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a potential challenge. The flip side is if you make it too easy and require too little documentation, then you really open yourself up to the possibility of fraud or people that do not have a legitimate claim to the funds walking away with them. So I think that's always a challenge. And particularly in this case, during the pandemic, there was a real premium on speed and mm-hmm. trying to get the money out the door quickly. So on the one hand, I think you did want to make it as accessible as possible, even for people who, you know, maybe they have a food truck or maybe they're not a sophisticated business with a chief financial officer and an attorneys and so on. But the flip side again is you're also always going to have people that are going to attempt to pocket money, you know, like this in an opportunity or a situation like this. And you have to at least have some checks and guardrails against that.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know if there were, to this point, any grant applications that have been denied and, you know, and for what reasons, to kind of see, you know, what is the level of access through these grants?
Sure. I mean, one thing that, and this is not really exactly to your question, but this gives you a sense, we're going to have a report that will be coming out very soon that will detail the effect of the pandemic on arts and culture businesses. Mm. And, you know, more than $400 million went into arts and culture businesses in Wisconsin. So, I mean, that gives you a sense of, so we would be thinking about, you know, theaters, live music venues, you know, movie theaters, all kinds, you know, museums, all kinds of venues like that. They have, despite the really, I think, existential challenges that they faced, you know, they have survived, and to some extent with their employment, I think to this point, are even back up to in the neighborhood of where they were before the pandemic. Hmm. So, you know, you can certainly have positive impacts from this, you know, from all of this spending and investment. At the same time, I think, you know, it's almost inevitable that once we get more details, we're going to find examples of things that we wish the money hadn't been spent on, because it all happened at a speed that was completely unprecedented.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's bring on Mark in Ashland. Mark, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Hello, this is Mark calling. With this money that there's been this COVID emergency money, a lot of us seniors that are on Social Security, we get extra food stamps during this time. And they were really, really needed. And now they have cut that extra food stamps. And our food prices have skyrocketed. Our medication prices have skyrocketed. And our Social Security has not matched it at all. And that extra food stamps really made a big deal of difference for a lot of us.
Mark, that is a really important point to bring up. And Jason, I'm just wondering there, as you hear Mark saying, look, there was this extra money and now it is gone from a very personal budget from Mark. What do you see there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great example of how broad the federal aid was, because what Mark is talking about, which was significant aid that flowed into the state, was over and above everything else that we've been talking about. We hadn't even, you know, gotten to a program like Food Share. I think there's a real challenge here going forward in that there was so much relief that flowed into the state for businesses and individuals that got them through the pandemic and in some ways, you know, kept the economy, I think, much stronger than anybody thought it would have been. At the same time, along with supply chain challenges, all that federal stimulus probably also spurred inflation, you know, and now we, as the aid is receding, we have challenges for the caller like Mark, who, you know, is not going to be, you know, receiving that same level of relief now, but at the same time has to deal with inflation. And obviously the rising cost of food has been particularly striking, you know, in recent months. So, you know, that is certainly one of the drawbacks or challenges that have come out of this approach that people are going to have to cope with, you know, in the coming months.
And when Mark and other people hear that we have this huge budget surplus in Wisconsin, we have a rainy day fund that is at its highest amount ever, can you explain it all? How does this ARPA funding at all connect to the budget surplus or not, or how our financial position is at in our state?
Sure. It's indirectly connected. Some people jump to the conclusion that this state surplus, that is the federal money, and that's not the case. Mm. This state surplus is from state tax collections, but the state tax collections have been much higher because of all the stimulus that the federal government has provided to the, you know, state and national economy. So that's the sort of indirect connection between the federal relief funds and the financial position that the state finds itself in now.
Well, we have just a few moments left, but I'm just wondering what you are watching for next with these ARPA funds as more go out the door.
Well, I think one thing I'll be looking to see is, you know, as other states perhaps stabilize, do they start to also invest in, you know, sort of private sector employers or programs and start to, the difference starts to narrow between Wisconsin and some of these other states? Hmm. Or, you know, does it continue to be the case that there's this pretty significant gulf in policy? That'd be one thing that I would be looking for. And I think I would just be looking for what are the long-term effects of that? You know, and I, you know, how does our economy compare to other states that went a different path? So that's some of the things that I'll be watching for, you know, in the coming months and years.
Jason, thank you for joining us.
Kate, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Jason Stein is Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Its latest report detailing how much the state has received in ARPA funds, it's how it's been spent. We have a link to that report at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for The Morning Show, and it is the Spring Membership Drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my colleague Lee Rayburn, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
And that's because listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs that you listen to rely on every day. So your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We have about 6 minutes left to go this hour. We're looking for 10 more people to join in. 10 more people. And when you give, you fund The Morning Show and all the other WPR programs that you appreciate, that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take something as complicated as the ARPA funds as they make their way to Wisconsin and a greater understanding, courtesy of the Wisconsin Policy Forum and Jason Stein, as we just heard over the last hour, of where that money goes, where it came from, and how it's being used. These are just some of the kinds of conversations you can count on every morning on The Morning Show.
That's right, and WPR is listener-supported, so that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It connects to these many topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And then keep your feet warm. What? Stride with WPR Pride this spring. Keep your feet warm and cozy and looking extra stylish all season long with a pair of WPR socks that you can even wear with sandals. So ask for your socks with your gift of $10 a month or more now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Or call 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Lee Rayburn. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and it's why your support during this spring member drive is so important. Maybe you set your gift to $10 a month. Maybe you set it at another amount entirely. Whatever amount you do choose, that is the right amount.
We are just about out of time this hour, and we are still looking for 8 more people to join in. We can do it. So make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and count on every day.
Ooh, now it is 7. I love the refresh.
Okay.
WPR programs, they are listener powered. It's one pledge at a time, and it means that your donation right now, it truly makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, I don't have to tell you that the world is in constant flux. It's hard to keep up. But as a listener, you rely on WPR for our daily news and information.
That's right. WPR members make this access all possible. So Today, invest in the programs you rely on. Your contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month, it keeps the news, the conversations relevant, on the air for everyone to enjoy. So your gift, it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're down to 7 people. We need 7 more people to support WPR programs in the next, 70 seconds. And we'll have met our goal. So go now to WPR.org WPR.org or 888-202-2552 because WPR is listener powered.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month or whatever amount you choose. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Lee, take it away.
Callie in Eau Claire says, we're donating because WPR benefits not only us, but our kids too. Catherine in Janesville says, it's a blessing that I feel as though I'm learning something every day. Keep on doing what you're doing. We're happy to do just that. Thank you, Callie and Catherine, and thank you for being a part of WPR. Your gift right now is essential. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and thank you.